Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same,
and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein.
It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain.
Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man.
If you don't really feel this,
turn it off and toss it in the drain.
Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain.
Michael Brown, he left me with a frown,
but he should've known better, man.
When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man.
And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down.
We hold the crown for majors before us,
and though you play with money, we still know that you below us.
Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up,
cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures.
If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim,
so I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college,
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, December the 19th. Man, this month is already almost over. This is crazy. December the 19th, 2016, and the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding soul study for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. You want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we want to jump into the source of creation. We want to talk about, again, this is a season where people, you know, kind of get off track, if you will, because there's so much stuff going on. And got the series that starts tonight at 7 p.m., so hopefully you guys will be joining me tonight, 7 p.m. We kick off the new series titled The Biology of the Temple of God. And in this series, we're talking about, again, identifying that biology, which is the source. Now, from a scientific point of view, the light, is the source. So the light is the father of creation. There is no single answer to that question, what is light? It's interesting because when you talk to people from a scientific perspective, they really don't know what light is. They just know what it does. Now, same thing from a religious or a spiritual perspective, when we talk about light, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He didn't say he created the light of the world. He says that he is the light of the world. So today when we talk about the source, the reason why this message is so important, because when we talk about the Father of all creation, we are talking about you. Because you are a creator. You are co-creator with the creator. So moving forward as a creator, I'm putting emphasis on this creation process. So as you will see, the messages change. You will see my vibe, my energy change. You will see that the things are becoming a little bit more, what's a good word? Strategic, meaning that James 1:17 says that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and it cometh down from the Father of lights. And so the Father of lights is the source for me, talking about, again, our founding fathers. They were, from a historical perspective, the people that organized this nation. These were the men that invented. These were the men that developed. These were the men that used principles, used processes, used procedures to develop a particular product that lead to prosperity and peace and profit. These men that were called our founding fathers, they are the fathers of production. And I'm a metaphysician. As a metaphysician, I think one of the mistakes that I've made and one of the mistakes that people who listen and talk to me made is we talk a lot of metaphysical shiznits. That is outstanding. But sometimes all of this metaphysicalness, we have our heads in a cloud, but our feet are not on the ground. And so there's a shift for me to make sure that while my heads are in the clouds, I want to make sure that my feet are firmly planted on the ground. I want to make sure, my brothers and sisters, that anybody that's around me, that anybody that talks to me, that anybody that knows me are not just doing stuff to be doing stuff. They're just not busy, but that they are like their father. Because if you are like your father, then you understand that the father is the fatherhood of God. And see, the Bible teaches that God is the father of the universe and that all people in this universe. But that does not mean that everyone is of the Father and that everyone will, again, experience this universal fatherhood. So since God is the source, and that word God I'm using very loosely, he is the creator of all things. He is the father of the universe. He is the Alpha and the Omega and the beginning and the end. But then that sounds great, but that's metaphysics. That has nothing to do with practicality. So the sun, the S-U-N and the S-O-N, is cyclical. It is cyclical. And so if we don't understand the cosmology, which is what we're going to be discussing during the show tonight, of God, then we don't understand our own cosmology, our own biology. And so the cosmos or the cosmology, again, is something that has to be discussed because that is the science of the original. It is astronomy. It is the understanding from a scientific perspective of how structures and how systems work. So the ultimate fate of your success or failure is found in your ability to understand the scientific laws that govern your reality. So you're not successful, or I'm not successful, or more successful, because we don't understand the scientific rules that governs the laws of our reality. So let me make sure that you over, under, and understand the magnitude of something that simple. Let me ask you the question. What is the scientific, not the metaphysical, what is the scientific rules that govern the creation of your reality? Do you understand? Now, you got to think outside the box. The scientific rules that govern the creation of your reality. Not your mentality, but your reality. Now, your mentality determines your reality. We're going to that. But right now, you got to ask yourself, how did I get here? Have you ever stopped and just wondered and just looked around, how did I get this job? How did I get in this marriage? How did I get in this relationship? How did I get this? How did you create what you got? Because you are a co-creator with this creator. See, God doesn't create nothing that where he has to stop and ask himself, how did I get here? See, before he started his creation, he knew the end before he began. And so we need to understand what the scientific rules that govern the creation of your reality or your mentality. Because, again, it is your mentality that creates your reality. So the scientific rules that govern the creation of your mentality, and this mentality then creates your reality. Without understanding, this is the source of creation. So the source of creation, my brother, the source of creation, my sister, is the sun, the S-U-N. All the energy comes from the sun. And it is the S-O-N. Now, some people want to fight and argue and choose between the two, whether it's the S-U-N or the S-O-N. I always go with option C. Hey, why do we gotta cut one out? Maybe it's both. Standing of both that leads to disability. Now, I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it isn't. We're going to break that down after this series. We're going to get into the biology of behavior. That's the next series. But we already did the first series on the CSF, which is with the liquid light lattice, which is the cerebral or the cerebellum or the cherubim, spinal or spiral fluid or wave. So we broke that down. So you are a angelic wave that has solidified itself into a particle figure using particle physics that we call biology. So this series is going to break down the particle physics of the temple. Do you understand? Because if you can understand the particle, what particle physics is, that gets into the scientific laws that govern your reality, particle physics. Because why? You are a particle. And so without understanding these particle physics, you can't understand your reality. Now, the reason why this is so important, because you are a wave, but you are a wave that has selected to develop a relationship or a interaction with subatomic particles. And so particle physics is the ability to understand that there are subatomic particles. And these are the electrons, the protons, the neutrons, the quarks, the quinones, the barons that make up the radioactivity. That is a scattered process called neutrinos and photons and muons, M-U-O-N-S. Now, to the average Joe, they're like, man, who cares about any of that stuff? It's so important because you cannot overstand, not you personally, but we as people don't care about particle physics. We don't care that when the Bible says, that the God said, let there be light, and there was light. We don't care. We just know that there's light. We don't know that. We're not concerned that in the beginning, the earth was without form, and it was void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. So we don't really care about that. We just know that we're in this world. And so we go to a job interview. We either get the job or we don't get the job. We don't care about the process of how we got the job or what causes us not to get the job. We don't care. All we want is the end result. We're not really concerned with the process. That's the source. I'm concerned with the process. So anytime I fail, I want to know why I failed. Anytime I succeeded, I want to know why I succeeded. If I do a show and I get a great response, I want to know why. If I do a show and I get a bad response, I want to know why. So I'm interested because I'm a teacher. So I'm interested in learning. So when the sun rises up, I want to know why the sun rose this morning and how it rose. And then I'm not dissatisfied with the metaphysics of light. I want to understand, again, the basic quantum physics. From a physicist's point of view, I'm interested in the physical properties of light. I want to understand, again, this sense of sight, this sense of sound, touch, smell. How does it affect my reality? Because these are the gateways that I'm able to experience this reality. And so my experience of this reality is limited by my senses. And my senses are my sins, or my sins are my senses. So I perceive the world, and I communicate with the world through the light. And this light comes from the sun. So the sun warms the earth. It drives what we call global patterns and patterns of power. And so the sun does something that is life-sustaining. The sun has a life-sustaining process. This process is a pattern. Now, I'm going to ask you, brother, and I'm going to ask you, sister, what is your life-sustaining process? Because you're co-created with the creator. What is the source of your creation? So if you are a creator and you don't understand how you're creating, you're just going through life happenstance. That means that one day you get the job, the next day you don't. You cannot say, I'm going to go get that job. Because why? I got a process. I got a life-sustaining process. You have that. And if you do, what is it? So this life-sustaining process that the earth uses is called photosynthesis. That's what the sun does. So you're a son or a daughter. What's your process? You're the source of your creation. You're the source of your world. If you got children, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because your children, they look for you to be their source. Your children, especially when they're very, very little, you are their source. They look at you. You ever seen that where a child looks at you as a mother and a father, and they want to know how rent going to get paid? Or, mommy, daddy, what am I getting for Christmas? The children, they don't care about how you turn them lights on. They don't care about how you go about providing for their shelter and for their nourishment and for their clothing. They're only interested in one thing, that you do. And as a group of people, we have to develop life-sustaining processes or process. Now, to be, I guess, life-sustaining, we got to break this stuff down. Because, again, no more cloud stuff. I love talking about metaphysics. I love hanging out in the clouds. I love being all mystical. I love appearing to be very knowledgeable. I love the, you know, adoration. I love when people say, hey, Brother Will, that was a powerful show today. But I need more immediate, measurable results. Now, I get immediate, measurable results in my life. But what I'm noticing is other people are not getting those immediate, measurable results in their own life. So I have to ask myself this question. Is what I'm saying touching them? Is it moving them? Is it creating balance in them? Is it giving them a sense of life? Is it activating a sense of smell, taste, sight? Is it giving them the ability to think for themselves? When we speak again of the macrocosm and the microcosm, or when I speak of it, I am referring to the universe, and I am referring to each individual in the universe. So the macro, big, is the universe. The micro, little, is you. So the way that the macro works is the way that the micro works. In other words, when you look at some of the ancient texts, they talked about this great cosmos. And that's why you're noticing my shifting to more of a cosmology, the understanding of the macro, because the macro has a life-sustaining pattern. This life-sustaining pattern that the macro has is cyclical. That means you're not up all the time. You're not down all the time. You go through seasons. So if you don't know your season, you think it's reaping time. You don't know that it's time to plant, or you don't know that it's time to pluck up, or you don't know that it's time to give the source, the ground, you a break. Maybe you ain't supposed to be. Maybe it's the Sabbath. Maybe it's your Sabbath season. Maybe it's your time of resting. You should, and you're pushing. So if you don't know your cyclicals, if you don't know your cycles, you don't know the life-sustaining process, which is the life-sustaining pattern. Now, the cosmos has one. It's called photosynthesis. Now, the question is, do you got one? And if you don't got one, it's my job as a creator. Now, I do this all day, every day. I create. So I'm a co-creator with the creator. So I understand that everything, again, is a cycle. Thing, again, has a seed time and a harvest time. And it's very important that you understand your seed time and your harvest time. It's very, very important that you understand your cycles. It's very important that you understand how you work. Because, again, let me make sure that you really understand this, because this is really important. Nobody listening to me should be doing what I'm doing. Meaning that the way that I get things done and the way that you get things done is different. My pattern and your pattern is different. If we don't understand that, then we lose sight, and we become copycats and we don't become originals. Now, there is nothing wrong with emulating. There's nothing wrong with pulling information. There's nothing wrong with pulling alongside of. But again, for you to be capable of transformation of your metamorphosis, that means that there is an original way that you are designed to flow, because that is how you grow, and that's how you know. So this process, again, and it all starts with the breath. So the process of breathing, you know, nourishes, it animates, it warms the body, it activates the secretions, the maintenance, the growth, the reproduction systems inside of the body. We'll be breaking this all this down during this next series that we're starting tonight that deals with the biology of the temple. And we're going to understand how Lucifer and the Aramaic influences have affected your senses. Because what has happened to me and to you is our ability to create has been limited or increased based upon these systems and way of thinking. Let's talk about the one particular incident, the Crusades. So the Crusades, again, men and women, an institution burned books and killed lives. Why did they burn books and why did they kill lives? They burned books and they killed lives to keep you from knowing the stuff that I know. They don't want you to do any type of a spiritual, scientific investigation. I don't care what you do. You can do anything in life, but you cannot do this. You cannot do a spiritual and scientific investigation. If you do a spiritual investigation, we're good. No problem, knock yourself out. If you do a scientific investigation, you're good. You're not a threat to the establishment. You can do all the scientific you want. You can do all the spirituality you want, all the religion. You can go hug whales. You can go hug a tree. You can go, freaking go out into the woods and sing Kumbaya. You can go out to the Tibetan mountains and hang out with, wrap yourself in a sheet, stare out in space. You can do that all you want. But you can never, ever combine spirit and science. Because the moment that you do that, you're a threat. The moment that you combine your spirituality and your reason and logic, the moment you combine love and compassion with reason and logic, you become Christ. Then you're going to be crucified. Don't believe me? Try it. Guaranteed. The moment you think like Yahushua, as long as you don't think with love and compassion and reason and logic, nobody cares. You're not a threat, because your reason and logic will never allow you to exercise love and compassion. And your love and compassion will never allow you to think with reason and logic. The twain shall never meet. Spirit and science, as long as they're left brain and right brain, you cannot have a whole brain. You have to stay in duality. If you rise up out of duality, that is life-sustaining process. That is photosynthesis. If you do that, my brothers and sisters, then you start to understand Lucifer and you start to understand the Aramaic. You start to understand the Abrahamic religion. All of the Abrahamic religions, this is the duality of the Trinitarian thinking is dualism. And as long as you think that way, then you fall into a nice little box and you can be controlled. But if you start thinking holistically, man, how you can't control the wind? Now you are a single standing column of waveform energy. You don't need nothing outside of yourself because you got science and you got religion. You can see through all of the shizness. You understand what I call the ultimate mystery. And now you become a part of creation. Now you become one with the source. Powers that be, they can't have a bunch of lights running around here. If there's one or two, that's okay. But if you turn on your light, and then if I start assisting you, see, if I become a creator, and if I control all of my infrastructures, and if I become a single standing column of waveform energy, if the body of that I am in start to become productive, and I start becoming a producer instead of a consumer, and I start to understanding why I'm incarnate, and then I take my 12 pairs of nerves that originate inside of my cranium, inside of my brain, and I activate those 12 nerves, and it contains the forces that are capable of transforming my entire world, everything, because this is all in my head. And so my head, the human head, this is where the transformation of your metamorphosis or metamorphosis, or how a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, and how a tadpole turns into a frog, how you go from being poor to becoming rich, how you go from being unhealthy to becoming healthy, how you go from being ignorant to becoming knowledgeable, how you go from having a bad relationship with people to everybody that you meet is your friend. You have no enemies. This is the source of creation. You become the source. You become one with the source. This is the scientific, spiritual investigation process that I call Christ Consciousness, or the Eagles Club, or Eagerly Advancing Godly Living and Economic, scripturally and scientifically, or spiritually and scientifically. And but everybody wants to debate. See, I don't understand this. My shining does not impede upon your progress. In other words, I am not competing against you. So why are you competing against me? Do you know apple and an orange, they don't compete against each other? Because they both got different purpose. My purpose stops where yours begin. So there is no infraction. There is no overlapping. But we've been taught this capitalistic thing that says, for me to succeed, you got to fail. I can't support you. We can't hang out together. Because I don't understand life sustainability. See, we've been taught that somebody has to die, or I got to take something from somebody in order for me to be successful. Pattern, and patterns of power. But if we understand again that the light from the sun warms the earth, all of it, it drives the global cosmology pattern. This is what sustains life on Earth. And so are you driving patterns that are creating life-sustaining processes in your surroundings? Are you providing life to everybody that you meet? Everybody that I meet, I'm importing life. Now, they may not like the type of life, but I go on Facebook and I see people re-quoting and reposting stuff that I've said. Exact verbatim. I'm happy. I am not upset. I love the fact that people can find something that I said or take a quote out of one of my books or something and re-quote it. I don't care if they put it and say that it was theirs. It is theirs. It's not mine. I got it from someone, too. So we are all in this process of sharing our, and sharing is caring, and caring is sharing. But we have to understand the science of the original, and we have to develop our universe, our own uni, which means one, verse, which means song. That is, I am my own cosmologist, and so must you be. In order for me to understand the source of all creation, I must be creation. I must be the creator and the creation. See, I am the author and the finisher. I am the director and the star. That's the source. You are the source. What is the source of our creation? Let me answer that question for you. So don't go, stop looking for the source. Stop praying to the source. Stop. You are the source. Look within. Go within. You know, when you understand yourself, you're understanding the source. Because you and the source are one. You are a mini of a, you are the micro of the macro. So I'm a smaller version of a bigger version. So if I want to understand the bigger version, I just have to understand, because the Bible says if you're faithful over little, I can trust you with a little micro, then I'm going to give you macro. If I can trust you with a little, I can trust you with a lot. So everything starts, brothers and sisters, with you understanding the biology of your temple, which we're going to be discussing tonight. That is that you are the father, you are the direct, you are the source. And now you've been, all your life, you've been looking for the source. Look in the mirror. What are you? What are you? You are a particle physics. What's particle physics? You are a particle. You're really not a particle, but you've chosen to express yourself as a particle. You chose. Now, you're a quark. You are what they call a lepton. Not a leprechaun, a lepton, L-E-P-T-O-N. You are what they call a gluon. Gluons, ooh, you want to blow your cookie? Gluons is the glue that holds you together. That's what you are. You are a gluon. You are a photon. You are a boson. You are what they call a Higgs. Now, all of this talks about how quantum mechanics explains what they call the wave-particle duality under certain conditions. Now, under other conditions, you explain a wave-like behavior. You're both. You are a wave and a particle at the same time. You become a particle when something that you want. You become a wave when you're disinterested. You don't want it. So your desire is your will that collapses. The universe only responds to a made-up mind. So you will not become, you will not bring together the subatomic particles of electrons, protons, and neutrons that have basic barons and quarks and quinos, all these other sub, you will stay in a wave state until something, your pattern. Then you become a particle. Now, a particle is simply what is called high energy physics. That's what we call mass or matter. So particle physics is the understanding of how mass and matter takes. So massless particles are waves. So you are a single standing column of waveform energy. That means that you are a massless particle. And you become mass when you focus. No focus, no mass. To the degree of the focus, to the power of the mass. So you need more power, you need more focus. You need less power. If you're a little too high strung, people tell me, hey, Doc, man, I heard that show, bro. That show was good, dude. But, yeah, that was a little intense. Shows that I'm very focused. I was very focused on that show. Then I can do another show, and it's like, hey, man, yeah, that show was just really laid back. You did no yelling, no screaming. That shows that there was less focus on that show. So your current state can be classified based upon what they call elementary particles as either strong or weak. So the electromagnetic foundation of how you interact with what they call, again, the bosons and the gluons, and again, the gluons are the things, like it says, it's gluons. Those are the things that glue. It allows your thoughts to be glued to the mass or the matter. This is elementary particles or elementary physics. Now, we could get really, really deep into modern physics, and we could talk about, you know, all of this physical stuff. But again, that's metaphysical. That's what the devil wants you to do. The enemy wants you to stay in this realm. He never wants you to understand the pattern. He doesn't mind me sharing this information with you. That's why I have no problem logging on to the show today. That's why this, you know, that's why the show hasn't dropped. That's why, you know, everything's going peachy king today. Because why? This is metaphysics. This is science. There's no spirit. But let me start combining science and spirit. Watch calls get dropped. Watch I have a problem logging on. Watch my phone start acting up. My computer all of a sudden want to do the automatic restart right in the middle of the show. It's automatic. It just zoop, just shuts down. No control over it. Can't even log. Other day I tried to log in. Blog Talk shut down. Blog Talk said that I couldn't log in. You guys know one show was just like, you ain't doing this show. You can't do this show. Now, they didn't specifically say that, but that's what basically they were saying without saying it. So what am I saying? What am I saying is simply this. You got to understand patterns, yours, not mine. You got to understand your cosmology. You got to understand your astro. You got to understand your biophysics. You got to understand everything that we're getting ready to talk about in this next series. Well, Doc, what are you getting ready to talk about in this next series? We're going to talk about the fundamentals of the pineal gland activation that balances your endocrine system. It takes you from being a warrior to a worshiper. You got to understand the sacrum, which is the seat of the dura mater. We call it area of the body. Something miraculous takes place. Got to break that down during the series. We also got to break down that, again, every thought and what it is, where it comes from, where's it going. How does it affect the temple or your body? You got to understand that. The Bible says, give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build the house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored. Haggai chapter 1, verse 7. But you got to go up into the mountains. That's in your head, homie. That means not left brain, not right brain. That means whole brain. So you got to go up there, brothers and sisters, and you got to build. Haggai chapter 1, verse 7. We're going to break that down during this series. We're going to break down 1 Corinthians 6:19 that says, do you think that your body or your body is your own? Don't you know that the body belongs to the Holy Spirit? Did you know that you was purchased with a price? You're not your own. You was brought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. 1 Corinthians 6:19. So the five senses represents the five pillars. These are the wall of protection between the physical realm and the spiritual realm. Your five senses. Because your five senses are your five senses are your five sins. Get down so that you can understand that the body is the temple. And the temple is the body. And the body is the Bible. And the Bible is the body. That's what the Bible tells us, specifically every sin that a man committed is outside the body except for one sin, sexual sins. Because sexual sins are sexual senses. Sexual senses goes against the body because they deplete the body. So if you do not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, who you have received from God, and that you are not your own, then you don't understand the price, and you don't understand how to use it. So we've got to understand, and we've got to break down, what is biophotons? What is temple logic? What is the pattern of the power of the temple? What is temple theology? What is temple biology? What is temple psychology? What is temple sociology? What is temple, which we talked about today? This is the physics of the temple. So I'm reading from chapter 9 of the book. So if you don't understand, again, what is the life-sustaining process, brother? What is your life-sustaining process, sister? You mean to tell me that you got a life, but you don't know how to sustain it. Without understanding life-sustaining patterns, you have no power. It has to be life-sustaining. So again, what is your life-sustaining purpose, pattern, power, life-sustaining? Can you sustain life? Are you self-sufficient, my anointed brother? Are you self-sufficient, my beautiful sister? To the degree that you should be. Now, for me personally, I'm not. What does that mean? Well, I have a first family. I have a second family because I was married first, got divorced, and I remarried. That's great. Hey, you can do that as many times as you want, as long as you can take care of them. The moment that you can't take care of them, the Bible says that you're worse than an infidel. You can teach, preach, turn over chairs, foam at the mouth, do everything you want. But a man that doesn't take care of his own family is worse than an infidel. So that means that my life-sustaining process should be able to maintain. And it has, but I need to increase it for me. Why? Because I want to make sure that I provide a certain standard. And this standard, again, is based upon Gagu. Which, again, I already did that series. And we broke that down. And we understand that there is a standard. Now, Most people may not understand, but you understand because you brought the book and you listened to the show that I did on The Standard. And you understand what The Standard is because we did the show. Now, I can compare myself to a lot of people. I can talk about a lot of stuff. But, again, there is a stand. Having done all stand. Now, there is a standard. Now, this standard is not like what other people's standard is. Different from yours. That's okay. You need to make sure that your standard provides life for you, your family, your surroundings, your environment, your culture, whatever it is that you have. Now, that book that I have, The Standard, is available at my website. And again, it's $99. Anybody want to get that? If you don't remember that show, that series, hey, you definitely need to make sure that you understand what I'm talking about when I say God and science. Because when the Word of God and universal laws meet, that is where you get the standard that it talks about in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. Establishes, again, the single standing column of waveform energy that I'm talking about. Now, this is where you take a stand based upon your standards. Now, the standards are universal. Everybody has the same standard. It's just that people don't know it. And so this is life-sustaining. So your ability to sustain your life and others comes from your ability to understand the standard. Now, I did that show on July the 15th of 2016. What show did I do? I did a show where I explained what Gabriel Oyibo, the Nigerian mathematician, when he broke down God's or the grand unification theorem. It's the theory of everything. It's the holy grail of physics. Now, in 1990, this Gabriel Oyibo discovered this. He should have won the Nobel Peace Prize, but he didn't. Wonder why. So what Gabriel Oyibo said was he came up with the exact mathematical equation. And this mathematical equation was based upon, guess what? The unified theory, or the unified, what they call unified force field, which is the components of what? Physics. And so it's based upon the atomic and the subatomic quarks and leptons and quinones and how they interact. In other words, it's GAGUT, G-A-G-U-T, which stands for God, Almighty, Grand Unification Theorem. It's not a theory, it's a theorem. It just basically says that the information inside of your DNA is a code or a codex or a book. And the four chemical bases of A, G, C, T. The missing one is the P, phosphorus. Now, he breaks this down, and now I knew nothing about this dude. I've never met this dude. I don't know, me and him said the exact same thing. Now, all I'm saying is what? There is one supreme universal standard that governs everything on earth. Now, what you call that standard, that's between you and your God. You can call it whatever. You can call it Buddha. You can call it Muhammad. You can call it Hare Krishna. You can call it whatever. It's not my fight. All I know is that there is a standard. And I choose to call that standard WHWHS, which doesn't exist. To my knowledge, I'm the only fool on the planet that does that. Because the missing letter is the shin. Because the shin adds the T, or the rules, to Yah-Heh-Vah-Heh. It should be Yah-Heh-Shin-Vah-Heh. They took that out. Who's they? Why the Catholic Church burned during the Inquisition? They burned books and they burned people alive at the stake. Now, this is not the first time that has happened. This has happened. Remember Alexandria? Alexander, when Napoleon went over there, and then he invaded the library over in Egypt. And what did he do? He blew off the nose of the Sphinx, and he destroyed everything, and he burned the library that contained all of the books. Why? What was in those books? Cosmology. Everything that I'm explaining to you now was in those books. And somebody don't want you to know that. Because why? That is the source of all creation. So now, if I can create life-sustaining systems for myself, then I don't need you. Now, thankfully, I want you, but I don't need you. See the difference? See, everybody on Facebook, not everybody, but most people, they need people. to validate them. Now, how do I know? I used to be the same thing. I needed outside attention. That's why I went to the gym, took out my shirt, lift more weights than everybody. Why? I get attention. Everything I did in my life was for attention. Why? Because I needed it. Why? Because I was a loser. Why? I had no self-esteem. Why? Because I was raised in an environment where I was seen. And they say, don't say nothing. Nobody's going to acknowledge you. You're just a fly on the wall. Stand in the corner and just stand there. Now, that was unspokenly said, because every time I opened my mouth, I found somebody was trying to put something in it. So I learned quick, don't say nothing. So I was raised in an environment that limited my ability to be a creator. And when I did try to create, it made me feel. Now, whether it was intentional or not, another study for another time. But it made me feel unwanted, unloved, unvalued, like my two cents didn't count. So obviously you grow up with that same disposition. So I had to go back and find the silver lining and find out, oh, okay, they did to me what was done for them. No, they were just doing the best they could with what they had. So I was able to, again, regenerate. I went back into my childhood and I changed it. People say that can't be done. So you can go back to your childhood if you want. You're just going to repeat your childhood. If you go back into your childhood, you go back there to change it. You go back into your childhood to find the good, not the bad. Anybody can find the bad. But can you go into your childhood and find the good? I know your mom said that there's something good. One of your mom, maybe one of your aunts. Somebody is something good in your life. Find it. Find that silver lining because it's there. But the enemy doesn't want you to find it. So obviously he's going to bring out the negative because he understands. Bring about what you think about. If you find negative, you're going to be negative. You're going to attract negative. You will always be negative. So I don't care what happened to you. There's some bad stuff that happened to a lot of people. I've talked to clients that have been raped. I had one client that was gang raped while she was active in the military out in the field somewhere, 30 men. 30. Now, how do you find a silver lining in that? Well, we have to do it. I've had some clients, brothers and sisters, that have come from the pit of hell. Now, I've came from a very dark place, very dark. That's why I'm already successful. I don't have to be successful. I'm already successful. So are you. So let's capitalize on that success. Let's look at each other and let's elevate each other instead of tolerate each other. I'm just going to go put up with you. Man, you are a light that's shining on a hill. You're made in the image and likeness of your creator. You are a creator. You are the source of your creation. You are the author and the finisher. You are the director and the star of your movie. We need to start treating each other like stars because we are. You are a son. You are a daughter. Shine. We all got knowledge. There's dark spots on the sun. You can go look at it. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type in S-U-N. There's dark spots on it. The sun doesn't shine on all areas. The sun is cyclical. Now, there's somewhere on the earth right now the sun is not shining because where? It's in hibernation. It's cyclical. Last night, the sun went down. Tonight, here, where I'm at, Central Time, the sun is scheduled to go down. And guess what happened? When it goes down, darkness comes, the cold comes back. It's scary when the sun goes down. But give it 8-10 hours, guess what happens? It comes right back up. So the sun has a cycle, and it gives us sunlight, and then it takes it away. But what did the sunlight do? Let's close with some concrete shizness that you need to adapt as well. Combination of the Word of God and science. That combination. Ooh, yeah, that's a dangerous combination. Why? Science is not threatened by God. It is enhanced. God damn sure ain't threatened by science because God made science. See, the standard is a combination of spirit and science. That's what I've been saying since day one. 20 years I've been on earth, I've been teaching this message. See, once you fall in love, but you got to fall in love with it. Once you fall in love with the one supreme universal standard that governs everything, nobody will ever have to force you to do anything. Nobody will have to pump you. Nobody will have to motivate you. Nobody got to call you. Once you find the standard, Once you understand your biology, your cosmology, once you truly over understanding how your, not mine, how your photosynthesis works. Now, the sun says, hey, I got a system. This is how my system works. So photosynthesis is the process used by plants to convert light energy into chemical energy that can be released and used. It's an energy transformation system. Now, again, this dial, and I'm closing with this. The same way that the sun works, the sun works, is the same way that you should work. So let me make sure you understand that you should be working the same way that the sun works. So this is important. Because of this is so important. Photosynthesis is a process, again, where plants convert sunlight into chemical energy. And then they use that chemical energy as fuel to empower all their activity. That's their system. That's their pattern. Now, what I'm doing in 2017 is I'm dividing patterns and systems for people. That's it. I'm providing life-sustaining patterns. So in 2017, all I'm doing, and it's again, it's $5,000 a pop. It just ain't no joke. I'm guaranteed that your system will work. Because again, it's based on your life, not mine. So I gotta sit down, we're gonna talk to you, we're gonna do your Dear Canary report. Now most of the stuff has already been done. You should already have your life sustaining pattern. But for some people, they need to see it. They need to have it fleshed out. They need a blueprint. They need a step-by-step process. Now, for other people, they don't need that. Maybe you're one of the people that don't need that. Maybe you can figure it out on your own, or maybe you already have it. But again, you know that you got one because your energy doesn't run out. Meaning that, yeah, you sleep because you know that your body needs sleep, but you don't need no sleep. Yeah, you like to get motivated because somebody can call you and say, hey, you have bad days too, but guess what? Your bad days, they don't last very long. In fact, you have bad days because of you like, okay, yeah, everybody else has one, so I guess I throw one in too. That's my bad day. I do bad stuff, but my bad stuff is because, okay, yeah, I'm bored. Because it's like I'm, you know, it's like you like Michael Jordan going to play a pickup game. You just dominate him, so he gets bored. So let me make sure you understand. Now, photosynthesis or the photosynthetic process. This is a process, again, that converts light energy into chemical energy. Now, this process is what you got to do. You got to be able to convert light energy, God, Yahushua, thoughts, brain. You're sitting there at home. Now, the plant system, they use ATP. That's their energy currency rate. They are able to convert. You need to, but you ever go to a foreign country and they have a currency converter? So if I'm in America and I go to Europe, I gotta convert my currency over into their currency. It's a currency exchange. That's what you gotta do. So do you have that already? Now, I have a currency exchange system. What's my currency exchange system? So I get thoughts in my head. Those thoughts come into my head, and those thoughts, I go to Google, I go research those thoughts, and then I put those thoughts on paper, or I put those thoughts in form of a show, or I put those thoughts in form of a lecture, or I put those thoughts in form of a one-on-one conversation, or I put those thoughts into a product or into a service or into an information that benefits others more than it benefits me. And in exchange for those thoughts, that light energy, in exchange for that book, in exchange, I get these things called duckies, a.k.a. moolah, greenbacks, the dollar bill, y'all. Now, what's your life-sustaining process of taking light energy? I'm not talking about no job. I'm not talking about what you exchange in time. That's another process. That's economics. That's capitalism. That's not clearonomics. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not the source of creation. You ain't creating out of thin air. I don't need nobody to take the thoughts out of my head and for me to put it onto paper or for me to put it onto in the form of a show or for me to put it in the form of again, of a video. I do that on my own. I'm the source. But my thoughts. I transform them into a product, a service, or an information. You need to do the same thing. You need to be the source. So in 2017, if you have not already done that, you need to call me. We need to figure out, are you going to, again, give me that currency so I can give you that exchange to teach you the process. Now, how does the plant do that? See, the Greek word for this process comes from the word phos, P-H-O-S. It's phos in James 3. That means light. Synthesis means put it together. Light that's put together. So plants take the light from the S-U-N, and they take light and they put it together. They put it into a pattern. They put it in order. They put it into a system. That's what I do. I organize light. Are you a light organizer, brother? Are you a light organizer? They use this thing called, again, chlorophyll, or what they call chloroplasm or chloroplast. Now, chlorophyll is the green blood of the plants. I love chlorophyll. I did a whole show on it. I have a whole book on it. Chlorophyll is off the hizzle for shizzle. Chlorophyll, my brother, is the green blood of plants. Chlorophyll is the vital process. It is the ability by which plants absorb energy from light. Chlorophyll, the molecules in chlorophyll. Have you ever looked in the chlorophyll? I mean, it's the craziest thing since sliced bread, because chlorophyll is responsible for the green color that the plants and algae has. Now, black folks, we have this chlorophyll. It's called melanin. Now, white folks have it too. They just don't have as much of it. But what does it do? What does melanin do? Melanin is our chlorophyll. It's the thing that takes the electromagnetic spectrum and it converts it. It takes photons and it turns them into neurophotons. Because we are neural beings. We're neurological beings. Now, who limits your photon reception? How much sun can you see? Now, the government, they're trying. I don't know if y'all notice. Notice, I've been saying this for years. Notice how much sunlight you see now. Now, remember, how much sunlight did you see? How many cloudy days do you have versus Sundays? Keep track, like for the month of, like for the rest of this week, count the number of days that you see the sun shining, shining bright, and the number of days that you can't see the sun. Just count the number of days. Somebody has pimped the game. My brothers, my sisters, in conclusion, what is your life-sustaining pattern or power? What is it? You are the source. Now, I know you're looking for the source. Now, and there is a source out there. That's great. You know, you go, you know, you pray, you worship, but after you finish, when you finish, take your time. You know, do all that outside stuff. But once you finish with the outside stimulation, there should be some inside revelation. All I'm saying, your inside revelation should override your outside stimulation. Inside of you, my brother, inside of you, my sister, is a source, is a power. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ, the Christos, the hero inside of you. That's the hope of glory. My brothers and my sisters, to further blow your cookies, please join me tonight at 7. Again, y'all God knows. I mean, everybody already knows. Hey, $100, need a payment plan, email me, masterteacher33.com. Let me know, Doc. Hey, I can do $25 a week. Whatever we got to do, but you need to be on this series, because as we break down the biological process of establishing your life-sustaining system, we got to understand the biology of it. Because then, once you understand that, again, patterns of power, and then that you are responsible for organizing and creating light, you are a light organizer. Now, you can organize anything. You can organize paper. You can organize your clothes. You can organize your house. You can organize, and if you're a great organizer and a great planner, that's great. But can you organize light? Can you organize your thoughts and put them into a particular pattern that's going to give you power? If you can't do that, you need to call me. You need to email me so we can hook it up. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the center part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.